Well, the Queensland government is not only dealing with anger from mining company executives. Today, unionists are staging a day of action in Queensland to protest against government cuts to the public sector. The LNP's first budget yesterday confirmed that 14,000 jobs would be axed, with one department to lose a third of its staff. Union leaders are arguing the cuts are neither necessary nor sustainable. Annie Guest is at a rally in Brisbane and joins us now. Annie, what is the mood there?
Eleanor, the protesters are turning up at rallies across the state today in eight centres, but this one in Brisbane City is expected to be the largest. You might be able to hear that a piper has just started piping behind me. I'm standing on the edge of a city square where people have gathered for the rally. Police estimate 3,000 people, and now they've just begun their march on Parliament. There are people here from organisations like the Together Public Sector Union, representing workers from departments like Public Works, which is losing 35% of its staff, Agriculture and Main Roads shedding 20% each, and Resources Department at 15% loss of staff. There are also, Eleanor, social workers here and others from community welfare organisations that have had their funding cut by the Health Department.
So are the protesters there making any specific demands in relation to these public sector job cuts?
Well, the message that they're trying to send is that they don't want any more cuts, and that these, they say, the 14,000 job losses are unnecessary. Despite the government's predictions of a fiscal deficit growing to almost $11 billion this financial year, but the unions are continuing their argument that the government has changed accounting methods and changed the goalposts so that a worse picture of the state's finances could be painted. And people like cardiac nurse Amanda Turner say that some of the state's most marginalised people will suffer from a loss of services, and that workers have been treated heartlessly.
I just feel compelled, especially with the prospect of having jobs cut from Queensland Health. I think this is a time where we're already stretched to the limit, and any more people cut from the system is going to make it worse.
That's cardiac nurse Amanda Turner, one of the protesters there. And Annie, has the Queensland government responded to this rally?
Well, this government has been, the senior ministers and the premier have been out selling their budget, their first budget that they released yesterday, this morning. And it says, the government says it's cutting, it's setting the state's finances free from an addiction to what it calls debt and deficit under Labor. It says that it'll spend $800 million on redundancies, but that it'll be well spent, and that it'll eventually help them save up to $8 billion over 4 years and return the state's $48 billion budget in surplus in 2016. But while the Premier Campbell Newman says that the budget will both maintain services and rein in debt, some experts say that the government has actually overestimated its future revenue, including receipts from those increased mining royalties, and that it will need to make further cuts and make asset sales over the coming years.
Annie Guest there in Brisbane, thank you very much.